Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Because all of a sudden you begin to realize, wait, this water is going down a little bit. It took about 24 hours. It didn't just happen. The water started receding and receding. And they couldn't see it in their sphere. It was way out of their sight. God was doing. Do you understand God's working for you right now? Tell somebody God is at work for you right now. He doesn't sleep or slumber. He don't take time off. He's working for you. They're working things out for you, not just temporal, but eternal. What God is doing for you is eternal. It's not just a temporary fix. God wants to set you up permanent in this life and in the life to come too. They had to hold that thing there with their feet until the waters receded and the land dried up. And then that 2 million plus people crossed over on dry land because of the soles of the feet of the priests touched the move of God. It wasn't their own agenda. This water too cold. The rocks too jagged under here. No, it didn't matter. Them priests put them feet in there. Stand firm in your trouble. Look trouble in the eye. Let it know you ain't gonna last always. Matter of fact, whatever it is you're doing is working for my good. Tell Mr. Trouble. Amen. Trouble works patience. Trouble will bring your spirit back into check. I mean, sometimes you can get a little beside yourself. Thank you, evangelist. That sounds like David over there. Yeah, thank you, David. Clapping. I mean, sometimes you can get beside yourself. David. His men talked him into getting beside himself. Had opportunity to kill Saul. And David, no, I ain't gonna touch Saul. I don't care how crazy Saul is. I ain't gonna touch him. But they talked him into. David said, all right. David went over to him and, I ain't gonna touch him, but I'm gonna cut off some of his robe. See, David was feeling himself. But the moment David did that, the word says that the Lord smote his heart. What was that for? To keep David from getting in a place with the enemy. That's what that's for. Every now and then God will check you. He'll scare you back to normal. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. he don't have to slap me upside my head no more. Just give me a look. I don't need prison ministry. Just talk to me, Lord. And you'll see that his grace is on you because he give you a break. Tell somebody, don't touch Saul. Loose your shoes from your feet. Shoes represent preference, your own walk. Shoes block elements of the ground from touching your feet. What was deposited in the holy ground needed to be entered or needed to enter the man of God to enable him for the next move of God. Give me 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 30. See, this thing is about surrender. Not about ambition. And we all, you know, we can get ambition. We can get so in that, but God will always check us. Like a speed bump, a check to bring us back to where he can truly minister to us so that we're not deceived. So that we're not in ourself. That we're at peace. We're at that place of rest. Get that up for me. Absalom had rebelled against David. Absalom had the upper hand. He chased David and them out of Jerusalem. It seemed like it was all over for David. But see, David understood a principle. Look at here. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olive and wept as he went up. Look at there. And had his head covered, and he went barefoot. David understood that land that he was on, God had given that to him. Amen. It didn't matter what weapon had formed against him. Amen. All he needed to do was take his sandals off and reestablish the fact. God gave me this land. Tell somebody, what's yours is yours. Can't nobody take it. You just need to take your shoes off. David went up with his head covered and barefoot, walking on that ground, knowing that I'm getting this back. He wanted to spare Absalom, but he knew that the land was his. God had given it to him, but he needed to take them sandals off to remind God and remind himself, no, what is in this land has to come back up in me. I got to be reminded of this thing. What's yours is yours. Don't be afraid. Psalm 67. In verse 5 and 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. I think we had a wonderful time in praise. And that's important. You don't always understand how God is working for you when you're simply praising. Because the earth, it says, when all the people praise thee, when people praise God, the earth has to yield. How many know the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof? Everything that therein is belongs to God. So when there's praise, it sets an atmosphere. It does something to the earth where the earth has to begin to yield, increase. Come on, wherever the sole of your foot tread, the sole of your foot, where you lay aside your agendas, you lay aside your ambitions, you lay aside all that other stuff and just yield to God and give God praise anyhow. Even when you're in the Jordan, in the midst of trouble, but you find the praise anyhow. When your feelings are hurt, amen, and you want to give up, but you give him a praise anyhow. Says the earth will begin to yield and increase. There's coming a time when the sons of God are manifested and caught up into the second heaven, caught up where Satan is, and Satan is cast down. He's going to send a flood after the virgin woman that birthed the man child, that birthed the remnant. He's going to send a flood of deception after. But the Bible says the earth is going to help. Because see, the whole creation is waiting, moaning and groaning for you to manifest, for you to step into your authority, to lay aside your agenda, to die to yourself, to let the Jordan kill all your aspirations, all your fleshly carnal ways, so that the Jordan can dry up. Adam has to dry up. You know, people have trouble with Paul. Amen. Paul was the one born out of due season. He wasn't even there with Jesus. He never touched Jesus in that I'm aware of. But Peter, James, and John, They were real close to him. But Paul received something. See, the others, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they scribed the Gospels. But Paul wrote epistles or letters or books. Everybody likes gospel, right? And then it's important. The gospel, that's the foundation. But Paul wrote the epistles. And Paul wrote more books than anybody. You know why? The gospel will introduce you to the kingdom and get you in the kingdom. But the epistles will tell you how to live in the kingdom. So in the epistles, there's a whole lot of correction. There's a whole lot of rebuke. He wrote to the churches and said, listen, take this one down. Rebuke that one. Dismember this one. Do that. I hear there's fornication among you. I hear there's wars and rumors. I hear there's contention among you. God was sending instruction through Paul. So a whole lot of folks don't like Paul. Paul said, the more I love you, the more I'm disliked. Because he brought correction. People don't think that's important, but see, that is important. That's important for your eternal reward. That's important for you to live victorious in this life. You can be saved and still living like hell. Going through every day, trouble all the time. But that ain't your portion. Your portion is to rise up, subdue the enemy, live a holy life, walk before God, blameless and harmless, shining like lights. But it takes correction. It takes instruction. That's why God has the five in the body and not Lone Ranger Christians. There's accountability. I heard the Lord tell one time through Paul, Paul said, listen, reprove.
Amen.
Rebuke. Amen. I heard him say one time, rebuke them sharply that sin. That others may fear. Well, that preacher preach on you. You know, people come in, they don't want to look at you. They be scared.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.